Good morning, everybody. You know, for many years, I have thought and wondered what the word or what the saying blasphemy of the Holy Spirit meant. I've always had kind of an irrational fear that I was committing said unpardonable sin and wondered exactly what it meant. And in looking at Scripture, there's an inference to what it means, but there's no actual definition. So this morning I'm reading, and of course I run across it again in Luke, and it talks about,
it says, "But whosoever disowns me before others will be disowned before the angels of God, and everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven."
That is an irrational fear. That automatically sends up these alarm signs to me saying, oh my goodness, am I doing this? Have I done this? Am I unpardonable? Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Literally does that to me. So this morning I got a little bit busy and I thought, I'm going to go ahead and look that up. I'm going to make sure that I'm not doing any of those things. So while I was reading, I decided, well, I'll look, you know, in my Bible, I have a study Bible, so it gives different meanings of the scriptures. And of course, this one was in Luke, so it tells me to go to like Matthew and look at Matthew's definition of it. And then it tells me at Matthew to go to Mark's definition. So I felt like I was getting this big runaround. And they all say the same thing. It's just talking about blasphemous talk against the Holy Spirit. Well, again, still want to know what that is. So I looked it up. And this is the definition. It says, and I quote, "The act of insulting or showing contempt or lack of reverence for God, the act of claiming the attributes of a deity, or the irreverence towards something considered sacred or inviolable." Okay, well, those are all really great things, and that's a great definition, and I understand it, but my thought is, okay, give me some examples. So then, Merriam-Webster's dictionary is wonderful because it will give you a lot of things. So if you don't have one, you should have one. But of course, I looked at this on my phone. I do actually have a hard copy, though, just so everybody knows. The synonyms for blasphemy is defilement, desecration, impiety, irreverence, profanation, and sacrilege. So I know what all those things are. Those are, you know, things that in some cases we do them, but never with the intentions of doing them against God. They're against ourselves more than they're against anything else. So then the second thing it gives you is antonyms, which antonyms, you know, are direct opposite of what the word means. So antonym for blasphemy is adoration, glorification, and worship. So that the antonyms actually gave me a better description of what blasphemy was than the actual definition. It was the direct opposite of adoration, to hate the Lord, to not glorify the Lord in everything that you do, to not worship the Lord in everything that you do. So that helped me a lot. There are times that I may not do it as much as normal, but I still do it. And there be no time that anybody could approach me and say, you don't love the Lord. So that gave me some peace and clarity in my mind this morning that I do love the Lord, which was not a question in my mind, but I am not in any way blaspheming the Holy Spirit. And so if any of you had that thought in your mind or wanted to know what that was or wanted to know what the unpardonable thing was for the Lord, that would be it. It would be to completely and totally not accept the Lord, which is what Billy Graham's definition of it was, because I did look that up too, was to completely not accept the Lord as your Savior. So I'm just letting y'all know there's nothing you can do today other than not accept the Lord as your Savior that will condemn you to hell. So that is your tidbit for today. I know that is not super spiritual, but it was a fear that I had, and I'm now relieved of it. And so in case you had it too, there you go. You guys have a great day. Let's just pray this morning. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you bring these silly fears that we have to the surface so that we can seek them out and find your truth in them. So, Lord, I pray that if we each have a silly fear that we're holding on to, not knowing really why we have the fear, Lord, I just ask that we would bring it before you this morning and that you would help us to be delivered of these things that are tying us down and holding us back. Lord, I love you and I thank you that you are the mystery-revealing God. You are amazing, and your word is good. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys have a great day.